Good morning.
Morning. This is Jared from the radio station.
Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Doing great.
That's good.
Ready to have a chat?
You bet.
We'll just start with your name and title.
Well, my name is Judy Ducharme. Most people call me Jude, like the song. That's how I get people to remember me. Like, then they start singing the song, and I tell them, "Well, you're welcome for having that in your head for the rest of the day." my title, well, I am an Indigenous woman that lives here in Peace River, and I work a few jobs. So, my primary job is working for Aegis Canada, and I'm the Indigenous Engagement Coordinator with them. I'm also an esthetician over at Split Ends, and then I'm the occasional bartender at special events and at the North Peace Navigators Games.
Wow, a lot going on.
A few titles,
yeah.
For sure.
And, of course, I have you here because as I was driving in the other day, I noticed a beautiful crosswalk painted right outside the radio station. So would you mind telling me a little bit about it and how that's gone recently, getting that all set up?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment for sure. So the crosswalk is with in recognition for the Truth and Reconciliation for the Indian Residential School crisis that's happening here in Canada, to the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency Committee about three and a half years ago. I actually started my first crosswalk there in Peace River at that site. And each year, I don't really know actually what I'm going to design until I go and sit and in the space. So I, usually take off my shoes, get grounded, and then an image will appear. So, but it's a huge thanks to the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency for allowing, being kind of the vessel to, bringing this concept of having an Every Child Matters Truth and Reconciliation crosswalk here in Peace River.
So this year, is there any specific meaning behind the symbolism that formulated, or is this kind of just what came from the heart?
Well, there's a little bit of both. So definitely coming from the heart. When I create these pieces, any pieces that I do that are I'm an artist by trade, so anything that I put onto my canvas or as an esthetician on nail art and things like that, everything does come from the heart. But for this particular crosswalk, the design. I like to incorporate the First Nations, Métis, and Inuit cultures within the Indigenous culture, just to ensure that everybody is represented. So this year, with the Dreamcatcher, at the center of the Dreamcatcher is the infinity symbol, which is also a symbol for the Métis people. The Inukshuks on either corner to recognize the Inuit people. There are eight eagle feathers on the design to signify the Treaty 8 territory that that we are on. And then there was a little bit of space on the opposite corners of the Inukshuks, and just trying to think what can go there. And I just thought a way to capture everybody's spirit and everybody that had a hand, no pun intended, in creating this. We had actually got everybody to paint their hands white, and so those handprints are encapsulated in the design. It was a huge, huge, like there's definitely a lot of people to thank and things like that. The community, for sure, the community of Peace River has has always welcomed the crosswalk for Every Child Matters. So, but like I said, it's a huge thank you to the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency, as well as Wendy Goulet, who is the voice and the face and the the lead kind of the interagency. And then I had the elder Priscilla Lalonde come to come and help, to bless, to be within the, you know, just to be within the space and there with us. It was good to have those conversations and laughter. And then a huge, huge thank you to the Peace River Stampeders. My godson, Mason Ducharme, reached out to the team and said, you know what, this is happening. You know, would you guys mind coming down and helping out? And they said, sure. And they showed up. And it was beautiful. So a couple of the team members had their children there. The youngest, I believe, was just over a year old. So his handprint is in there as well. And there's a relation to the residential school for one of those family members as well. So it just kind of comes full circle, right? And it was so beautiful, and it just finished it off. It just, you know, that I was at peace with it. And again, this crosswalk is, it's just a way to create space for, you know, for anybody and for any and everyone actually to sit within it. They can heal, they can reflect, they can pray, they can talk, you know, et cetera, whatever is needed. And because it was created, that comes from a place of respect and honor for the residential school survivors, for those families of the children that never came home. And it's also special to mention the location. The location is very significant as well, because it's the Treaty 8 Memorial. The Third Mission Hotel there is the old residential school itself. So that just kind of comes there. That spot comes full circle. So you have the old residential school, we have the signing of the treaty, and then the crosswalk again comes from that place of healing. So it's probably one of my favorite designs that I've done so far. But yeah, I mean, I can talk on and on about it, but I definitely won't. But it was definitely one of my favorite ones that I've been asked to do so far.
Awesome. And how did the actual painting of it go this year? I know you said there was lots of help, but was there any struggles, or do you pretty much got it down pat after doing it for a few years now?
Well, this is, Peace River is the third location that I've completed crosswalks, and you always, you know, Mother Nature is sometimes our friend and sometimes not. So we have definitely tried to do this before in June. We wanted to have it completed before Indigenous Peoples Day. Unfortunately, it was raining too much, and the asphalt just was not dry enough to be able to complete it. So we tried to find another day, picked one that we knew that there was going to be, the majority of the day was going to be sun. So what happens is I usually put down three coats of the orange, that allows, so that you have to allow for it to dry. And I know I was kind of racing against the clock a little bit, because according to the weather app, it was supposed to start raining around 5 o'clock. And I just really wanted to make sure that it was going to be dry enough before that happened. I unfortunately suffered an injury this year. So I was thinking, oh, how am I going to get all of this done? And thankfully I had a few people there that would not let me do too much other than when it came time to put the design on. So I laid out the first coat of the design, and then the others went over with the second coat. And then there's also some glass beads that you'll be able to see on the white that allows for reflection of headlights and things like that.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's that's Yeah, those glass beads are what are used on highways and things like that for reflection to ensure that they're being seen. So I haven't seen it in the nighttime yet, and we did start about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was really hoping that we would get done before 5 o'clock, and the team just pulled it together and had a lot of people stop by, give donations, and we finished up about 3:30. And so it was about an hour shorter than last year, which was great. It was good. It was perfect timing. And then it rained heavily all night, and she was dry, so there was no damages or anything like that.
Awesome. And do you hope to continue on the tradition for years to come, or what's your hope for the crosswalk?
Absolutely. As long as, you know, I'm asked, and as long as there is space provided, I will continue to do that, and, you know, creating those spaces for communication, acknowledgement, there are questions about doing, you know, other projects that help along with truth and reconciliation. So I'm always open to new ideas and things like that. Anywhere that the community feels that there is, you know, space that is warranted, and yeah, I'll do whatever I can for that.
Awesome. Was there anything else you wanted to mention? I feel like we covered quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the compliment. I want to say a thank you again to the community of Peace River for being so, you know, for being so welcoming. And we had received, you know, a lot of people driving by, honking horns, clapping, giving us the thumbs up. For those that, you know, weren't sure what was going on, they took the opportunity to come over and talk to us and ask us what was going on, what was this for. And it's great learning, and it's also great to have that conversation just continue. So again, anybody has questions, they want to sit and they want to, you know, they want to talk, feel free to reach out to the Peace River Aboriginal Nature Agency Committee, myself, or Wendy Goulet, and we're happy to help on anybody's journey.